Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 30, His Greatness. It is like a mustard seed, which, though it is smaller than all the seeds, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants. Mark 4, verses 31 and 32. I don't know much about physics, yet I understand that when the atom was discovered, it was the smallest known particle of matter. But then protons and neutrons were discovered inside the atom's nucleus. Proton therapy is the most precise radiation therapy available to date. I live close to the Loma Linda Medical Center, where many people come to be treated for prostate, breast, and lung cancer at the Proton Treatment Center. How is it possible that something so small, which is not visible to the naked eye, can render such great healing power? In Jewish culture, mustard proverbially had the smallest seed. This is why Jesus chose it as a parable about the contrasting dimensions of the kingdom of God, highlighting its growth. What can such a small seed amount to, one would think? Yet placed in the soil, the seed will grow to become the largest of the garden plants. So large, in fact, that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. Mark 4, verse 32. The baby born in a manger did not measure up to the messianic expectations of Israel's elite. Even the public teaching and healing ministry of Jesus was so unassuming that it could not in any way meet the Jewish messianic anticipation. And what about the band of unlikely followers that Jesus chose as the first disciples? Oh, yes, most definitely the beginnings of God's kingdom look small and without much potential. And how about Calvary? The cross looked like the end of all kingly hopes. Yet it was exactly in his death and resurrection that the redemptive prophecies of old were fulfilled. Facing his accusers, Jesus pointed to the future greatness of his kingdom. I am the Christ, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Mark 14, verses 62 and 63. Soon, every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus, both in heaven and on earth. Never underestimate the power of the gospel seed, even if it is planted in the most unlikely of human hearts. Let God be in charge of its growth.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!